back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILI.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. When Mark D'Antonio went back for his final checkup for the echocardiogram, they detected a blood clot in his leg, and so he is not going to be...
This is breaking news you're
bringing up. Yeah, this is something that Big Ten Network has just come out with, and we had heard rumors of this yesterday, but he is not going to be in the press box. He's fine. But as another precaution, Dr. Krista Haim has said, let's just wait a little bit. Let's not rush this. So he's going to be at home in front of the television, and that means it'll be business as usual, exactly what we saw last week with Don Treadwell handling the coaching duties today. And, you know, they've been very careful to say that he's not an interim coach, he's not an acting coach, that Mark D'Antonio is still the coach.
Right.
And he's been involved with some preparation this week, but he's not going to be at the stadium today.
And how, you know, I'm sure he's going to be stressed at home watching the game. I mean, I guess what's the difference between being at home versus being in the press box? Is it because you're in the thrall, because the intensity level is there, you got the headphones on, that could ratchet up the mental stress on you? Is that the difference?
I don't know. I would guess that at home you can be in a controlled environment. You can be in a lazy boy. You can be
anywhere you want to be.
But you're not going to be there in the press box, and you're going to have all sorts of distractions. You're going to have getting there, getting up there, people around you all the time. So for whatever reason, the decision has been made with the detection of this blood clot in the leg, and it's treatable. They are saying that no danger involved here, but it's an issue.
Well, as we were talking during the break, this isn't like getting over a minor cold. I mean, when you have heart surgery, you have to put a stent in. When you have, you know, a minor heart attack, a heart attack is a heart attack. I mean, this happened 2 weeks ago. I mean, this doesn't surprise me that, you know, he might have a couple setbacks here and there. Obviously, this is probably the right decision to make.
While we're waiting for Percy Snow, should be calling us at any moment, 393-3700, 393-3700. And we would take a couple of your calls, if we can, while we have an opportunity. Before we do our picks, Tom, you actually gained a game on me last week.
So what am I? Am I like two out? You know,
I think you might be two behind.
Two behind. You know, I really want to beat you bad. Really, really bad this year.
You know, Michigan has to beat Michigan State at something, Tom. This is your opportunity.
You know, because I'm smarter than you, Jack, and I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it when it comes to college football. I have a better grasp of what's going to happen.
Well, we're waiting for you to prove it.
And I'm calling you out right now.
Okay. All right. We have our slate. Scott Eckersley has just delivered our games.
I'll tell you what, this is good. This is what I stuck my head outside.
Yes.
The rain has stopped. It's cold. It's, you know, it's perfect Big Ten weather. It's also going to be perfect weather to stay inside. And I'm really looking forward to the televised games that are going to be taking place. Those 3:30 games that I talked about. And then tonight you got, Oregon and Stanford, and you got Alabama and Florida, and you got Penn State and Iowa. You know, I mean, there's so many choices tonight. And I'm just going to be all over it. A plethora of college football today that I'm going to be taking in. While you're, you know, up in the press box and all that stuff, glued to one game, you're missing out. I got a better day ahead of me than you do.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about some of the Facebook posts that we get here at the Jack and Tom Show. Craig Davis just sent a Facebook post ripping me, saying,
I like Craig.
Well, you won't like what he said. Way to not challenge Borton on the recruiting issue, where he said some schools work in the gray area and Michigan won't do that.
I asked him that. I challenged him. I said, are you saying somebody's cheating?
Yeah, well, I think certainly Michigan football had worked in the gray area. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had the whole DeMar Dorsey issue. But he's talking about John Beilein. That's what he was talking about. And I don't know. Does John Beilein recruit questionable guys?
No, he doesn't. So. Obviously, he doesn't.
I don't think he does.
No. But
I don't think he necessarily recruits good ones.
Was saying is competing, John Beilein is competing with other schools that potentially are cheating. Is that what John Borton is indicating?
I think
I wonder who those schools are.
Well, he didn't. Yeah, I probably should have asked him exactly who he was referring to, although he wouldn't have told me. But I think that there are a lot of players who are bought in basketball through the AAU circuit.
Okay.
All right. Tom Izzo has been very clear that there have been players everyone wanted him to recruit, and he wasn't going to recruit for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a Michigan-Michigan State thing here, but I think that there are a lot of schools, frankly.
Like, is it Florida? I always hear Florida cheats. Is that true?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I can't tell you that. No. They've never offered me anything, I'll tell you that. But I do know that that is a name you hear an awful lot. I think you know what Kentucky is up to.
Right.
I think that's pretty clear.
They cheat. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I
Kentucky
think.
Kentucky cheats.
I think so.
Well, then why are they such an esteemed program if they cheat? That's not right.
Well, that's not fair, you know what they say about the SEC in football. Oh, you're not cheating. You're not trying.
Really?
Yeah.
So the SEC.
You got to prove it.
Everybody
you
cheats.
You can't come out here and say such and such a coach is a cheat unless you can prove it, Tom.
Right. Same thing like Michigan basketball in the 80s. They said Michigan basketball cheated when Bill Frieder was there, when Richard Relford, okay?
Yeah, you just have to make up
your own
mind on that.
Prove it.
Well, you can just look at the cars. It wound up getting Bill Frieder fired. Ask Bo Schembechler about it, and he'll tell you.
You can't ask
Why do you
Bo
think he fired Bill Frieder? Well, you can read his book.
Because he
did.
Because Bill
because he didn't like the way he parted his hair.
Job
because
he, State.
Yeah, because he was waiting to fire him anyway. Because he didn't
prove
like
that.
The used
prove
car
that.
Lot.
You don't know that.
It wasn't
you
used
don't.
Car lot. It was a new car lot. And he didn't like the mink stoles that
okay,
the players
Don
wore
Kevin.
Around the hotel lobbies. I can tell you about that. And I can tell you what they said to their coach, too. And you wouldn't like that. But in terms
well,
of.
That's happening all over the place.
No,
that
it
happened
isn't.
In the 60s.
Well, it's not happening.
What kind
all
of car did Bubba
place?
Smith drive at Michigan State?
He drove a Buick Electra, 225.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't that be in the same category? That was
I didn't
the most
say
expensive.
It doesn't happen a lot of places.
Okay.
I'm not saying there aren't players who get perks. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about every school has some issues, and some have a lot more than others. The problem is. In some cases, it's very well known. It was very well known with Kentucky basketball. The Bubba Smith story, which you've told on the show about 30 times. You have, too.
I have
every
told
You always default to the Bubba Smith story. You know, the problem
I've
is that you refuse to admit
the question.
That Michigan basketball had the largest single scandal in NCAA history.
I've said that.
The largest in NCAA history, Tom.
I'm not,
$616,000 with what they proved. That
never,
doesn't talk about what they didn't
I've
prove.
I never disagree with that. I think it's disgusting. And every empty seat you see at Chrysler
well,
Arena.
Well, you say that they
I
weren't cheating during
on.
The 80s, but suddenly they were just because they had the proof. With
well, I mean,
Ed Martin.
You're asking, the discussion came to the point of, you can't prove it. So I was asking you, how do you prove that when you make that statement?
Because I saw it with my own eyes. I don't know what happens at Kentucky.
You saw.
Other than the fact.
You saw Bill Frieder hand dollars bills.
No. Oh, I'm sure. Bill Frieder isn't that. Bill Frieder's a smart guy. He looks stupid, but he's a smart guy. That's not what it's all about. It isn't done from the head coach. I don't know one head coach in NCAA history
how
who's
do you
gone door to door and
you,
slid envelopes
control
under
alumni
the door.
Given money to somebody.
Well, you're
else.
Supposed to. If you're running the program, and in terms of what Michigan basketball did with Ed Martin, you don't put
like
a guy
Michigan
like
State
that.
Football did during
you don't
the
put
70s.
A guy like that in charge of the recruits where he's sitting with them, and he is a recruiter for you. That's how you control it. Now, could there be a rogue booster for Michigan or Michigan State or any other school that the coaches don't know about? That's possible.
Yeah, what happened in the 70s with that three-year probation? What Michigan State? They had, was it alumni paying off players? What was that?
No, it wasn't paying off players. They had a guy who lent a couple players a credit card. Okay.
Okay.
All right. There was an incident with Charlie Baggett.
What was that incident?
Where
about?
He was floated a loan, which was ruled illegal. All right, in
for
terms of getting a car.
Right.
And it was supposed to be against future earnings, which is illegal. You can't do that. You can't say to a guy, okay, Denard or Lamar or Moussin or Percy or whoever, you're going to be a pro, so we're going to give you a car and you pay me back when you get your rookie bonus. You can't do that. Okay.
Well, Charlie Baggett never made it in the NFL.
No, he didn't. But he's been a very successful coach and – you know, there have been a lot of guys who haven't made it in the NFL that have earned money in football. So I think Charlie Baggett could have paid for the car, but that's beside the point. The point is that there are a lot of schools, as you talk about, that could be could be considered to be way in the gray area, and we can't prove it.
Well, based on the talent that Michigan's bringing in basketball, they ain't cheating. I'll tell you that right now.
No, and I don't think they are. I don't think anyone is insinuating that Michigan basketball is cheating now. I really don't, and I don't think John Beilein cheats.
No, he doesn't. I don't think he has the ability to garner Big Ten caliber competition, you know, talent to compete with Michigan State because of what's going on with the stronghold of Tom Izzo. I mean, you've got to be able to ratchet it up. They've got to get a coach to compete with Izzo in this state, and John Beilein's not that guy. That's the reason I'm frustrated right now. Michigan basketball is very important to me, and then we're going on 12 years and counting. One NCAA appearance, so basically 12 years of irrelevancy, and it disgusts me. It's you can be great in two sports. A lot of programs are proving it. The Texas Longhorns, the Florida Gators, there's schools out there that can win. West Virginia does it. It can be done.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Craig, if you're listening. When I see John Borton next week, I will ask him exactly which schools he was referring to, and we'll come back and we'll tell you. And he may choose not to. But I don't think he was referring to Michigan State there. I didn't take it as a Michigan State thing.
No, I'll tell you what, the Michigan media, the Michigan people have a lot of respect for Tom Izzo in the program. I don't think he wasn't going that direction.
Michigan State people had a lot of respect for Bo Schembechler. They wanted to beat his brains out, and he couldn't do it.
Right.
They were 4-17 against him, but they respected the kind of program he ran. And no one respected him more than Tom Izzo.
Right.
Who talks about Bo Schembechler all the time.
Right.
So, all right. We will be back with our final segment, and we will have our picks for this week. And maybe we'll have time for one or two more calls. 393-3700, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.